Identify true hunger. The crux of this entire book is the proper understanding of hunger. To understand hunger, you have to properly define it. Hunger is the physical need for fuel. It's something that comes in cycles. You're never hungry all the time. Hunger is also something we can often confuse with appetite. Appetite is your mental desire for food. You can have an appetite all the time. If you come back to work after your lunch break and someone brings in donuts, you might eat one. That's not hunger, that's appetite. Most people never know their true hunger because they don't let themselves get hungry. The goal with intermittent fasting is to let yourself get hungry. We want to be excited about getting hungry. When you're truly hungry, you know exactly what your body is craving and what you want to eat. On the flip side, when you're not hungry, a friend can ask you what you're in the mood for, and you have to decide. That opens the door to unnecessary eating. When you eat according to true hunger, you're not eating when the clock tells you to. There's no more, it's 12 o'clock, that's lunchtime. It takes about a week to figure out true hunger. For some people, it's because they've never heard their stomach growl and they've gotten so heavy that they could probably go without eating for days. Hunger can also be confused with dehydration. You can think you're really hungry when you're actually thirsty. Staying hydrated will help you learn to differentiate between those two feelings. You don't eat because the clock says it's lunchtime and everyone else is going out to eat. You wait until your stomach growls and your body is physically hungry for food. If you're not hungry, then there is no reason to eat. Our bodies were designed with this instinctive understanding of fullness. Overeating is not natural. So you think you can change your body by eating the same way every day. It's just not going to work. You have to switch it up a bit and get the results you want. You just need some straight up great food ideas. This is where OMAD and a tasting with a little keto flexing and a good understanding of the Japanese concept of Harahachibu come in, which I'll cover later in this book.